You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Officials at the Food Bank of Central New York are bracing for the worst if the partial government shutdown continues beyond the next couple weeks. WAER Scott Willis reports right now they have enough of a cushion to get them through a short-term interruption in food deliveries to their warehouse.
Some Central New Yorkers might be disappointed if, say, they can't visit one of the national parks closed due to the shutdown.
Thank you for calling Women's Rights National Historical Park. Due to the current government shutdown, this national park facility is closed.
But there are clearly more serious ramifications for those who count on the federal government to provide essential services such as food. The Food Bank is funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and serves thousands of families through a network of 280 food pantries in 11 counties. Food Bank Executive Director Kathleen Stress says the USDA's Emergency Food Assistance Program ships commodities to the warehouse.
We currently have delivery scheduled through March that we will continue to receive. And you're talking about 14 to 17 truckloads a month. If the shutdown continues, any food that was expected to be delivered March and after will not come. And that will impact our inventory that we have available to have food resources to our emergency food network.
But that's not all. She says the food bank's resources could be strained even more if Central New Yorkers lose another food assistance program.
If SNAP benefits are unable to be extended past February, then we're going to see more individuals coming to our emergency food programs. And that is going to increase the amount of food resources we're putting out and not have a sustainable volume of food.
Stress says they're only designed to provide meals for 3 to 7 days to help families fill the gaps, not on a long-term basis. The USDA, in a release, says they're working with states to issue February SNAP benefits earlier than usual. The agency will also ensure child nutrition programs have enough funding to continue through March. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.